The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
Where does nigga go?
That nigga that disappeared.
Where did this nigga go?
That was
your ADD is real.
The Ooh tried to get me, man. You know, fuck.
Bruh.
I'm fucking paranoid now, man. They tried to infect me and try to take your boy out.
It's been three years. I ain't been right since, man.
And it's different than what J Smooth. See, J Smooth was just on some fuck around shit, right? I was documenting shit, right? Because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. Listeners, in case you are not aware, because be honest, ain't a snitch, and only a few people in there was when I confessed. The reason why we didn't have a show last week is because your boy was out with the COVID.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
I've been out with the COVID since the last time you heard a show we did. Speaking of that night, I think I was exhibiting symptoms the last time we actually recorded a show. You said you noticed the cough, but I didn't notice it until we actually started smoke session. There was a part of the smoke session where we weren't even smoking, and I couldn't stop coughing. I thought maybe it was because of the smoke in the car. And I was like, okay, that's different. I ain't never been hotboxed to the point where I can't breathe. But that was interesting. But guess what? French Reggie, he ain't never had no symptoms. He tested negative. So I don't know, man.
You got the vaccine.
Maybe there's something to that vaccine, or maybe it's just because he's Haitian.
No, that motherfucker been coughing the whole time he been back, J-Mac. You forgot that little linger in his throat. So, you know, he didn't have some Haitian shit. Along with the China virus, you know, so, you know, it's a combo, man.
The China virus, is that what we're back to?
I'm just saying. But, man,
go ahead.
Be honest, I think, man, we need to do like motherfuckers when they first started going back to work from home. We need to test this work from home shit every now and again, because I swear, every time we go to doing this shit.
And he froze.
he froze with the ugly face too.
Because he's doing, like, see, what people don't realize, man, when you get your set up, look, this is for anybody who does a podcast remote or anything remote. Once you get your shit set up, sit the fuck still.
Take a walk.
Do not.
And this is the thing.
Don't walk around. Don't bounce. Don't be trying to put stuff together. Sit your ass still. And that way you're not going to knock, because in the smallest thing will knock you offline.
This nigga's wrapping cables around shit, trying to get reorganized during the show. He's cleaning up the desk.
This shit just came back on.
Because you was messing around with it, doing all that.
I didn't touch shit.
You over there unbuilding and shit. Stop unbuilding and sit your ass still. I didn't do shit.
No, I'm telling you. This fucking Wi-Fi, this is what happened when your Wi-Fi come with your rent. You know what I'm saying? These niggas, hey.
Uh-oh.
This shit right here, man. I'm like, shit. I was about to go to the goddamn old trusty work phone and connect hotspot. AT&T won't let me down.
Nigga says Wi-Fi come with rent.
And the goddamn cable. J-Mac, I'm telling you, everything come with the rent over this bitch.
Damn.
Like, shit.
That sounds like government housing, bro.
You get 10 channels?
Look, hey, they probably about 20. About 20, though.
You can watch the news.
Yeah, you get some solid channels, though. But yeah, we need to check this shit every so often, man. Because I'm like, fuck. Every time, J-Mac, I was really paying attention to this shit. Because I'm like, I know we had this problem a couple of times before. And I was really like, I think it's that old ass computer I got. Be honest.
Well, it's because you don't want to use the new computer.
I'm about to start pulling these motherfuckers out now. Hey, look, I got to go to the new supply.
The old new supply.
Hell yeah, man.
But listeners, I don't know, man. It's been a fucking day for me too, man. I don't know if you've been trying to listen to any of our podcasts, but I don't know what happened. This is what I think happened. First of all, I want to apologize to all our listeners who are being affected by this, especially our premium subscribers, because right now premium is all the way down. Premium is there. You can't listen to a premium unless you go to the website. Right. So if you are a part of the GLOW, like the GLOW system, you're not going to be able to get to the show. So I'm trying to figure that out now, but I want to apologize, everybody. Trust me, I'm working my ass off to get it back up. But I think what happened was we were so early in this shit that I had had to create a way to, for us to do a premium before there were even options for a premium on most hosting platforms. So now that all the sites are catching up with hosting premium sites and stuff, like even Apple Podcasts does it, I think that they've gone in and fucked up my code because I had to actually write code to make this shit work. So we were tricking our website to do premium subscriptions and stuff like that because they didn't offer it on any of the hosting platforms. Now they offer it even on our hosting platform. It's just so, it just so happens that now all that shit is starting to come online. Everybody's doing premiums. That R stops working. That don't. I don't know. But anyway, we're down hard right now. I think I look back at No Nonsense Show earlier today, man. It was showing episode from 2020 was the most current episode up.
Dang.
Yeesh.
Baylor the Great's BTG show is like that. I have Black on Both Sides is current though. That's the only one that's current. But it'll probably be down in the morning. Who knows?
So right. I think these motherfuckers trying to get some ransomware from us or something, be honest, maybe.
I don't know, man. I just know that I'm fucking stressed the fuck out. I am so stressed today. So we didn't put together. I didn't put together any show topics or nothing. We gonna have to just talk.
You think French Reggie got some connections in China to see what he can do?
To do what?
No, what's that gonna help us?
Get that ransomware attack down. You know what I'm saying? They say only ones attacking us is Russia and China.
But no, it's just Russia, I thought.
Why would they want to attack us? We hate these motherfuckers too. Like, they're attacking their own ones.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe because French Reggie came back and they think he'll spy for, you know, the country or some shit. Who knows?
But French Reggie's not his government name. So how would they know?
Well, he always on social media and shit, posting different shit. And then they're going to track him down by them bead bracelets he be wearing. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell us.
You be killing me on his socials. Like, you stalk French Reggie way too tough.
You do.
Oh, I'm just saying, you just got to know your crew you working with. You know what I'm saying, J-Man?
Oh, okay.
You got to know your crew.
So you be on my socials like that too?
I pop my head in and out. You know what I'm saying? A popper.
He did, and then he tried to use the head popper motion, but he didn't want to say it. He didn't want to call it the head popper.
Hey, you know you fuck up when you didn't catch it. So it's already off the tongue, and I'm trying to grab that shit back. I'm like, fuck, it's
you getting worse.
Late.
That's bad too. What are you talking about?
I'm
shut
like,
up,
fuck,
nigga.
Like, all right.
No, but I'm stressed the fuck. I still got. Here's what I ended up doing, man. With my second half of the day, once I realized I wasn't gonna be able to fix it in a simple, easy way, I just went and downloaded every fucking episode we've ever done. Just in case this motherfucker hits the ground. Because if it hits the ground, right. I don't want to be just ass out where we start from episode one. You know what I'm saying? So I spent the second half of the day, man, the whole second half, just downloading episode after episode, every single fucking episode, so that we can make sure that we can get it back up if it crashes all the way.
And that's 700 and something episodes.
No, my nigga. Do you know how many episodes we got?
How many?
Oh,
you're talking about everybody, huh?
1,800. It's like 1,700, 1,800 episodes that we've done on this network since the beginning of it in 2014.
Man, come on. Let me stand up for that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So, what may end up happening if it does crash, it ain't going to be no show notes, nigga. It's just going to be episode this, that's the name.
And listen, that's going to be it, though. The name, that's the beauty of those names. The names is good enough. They'll be good enough.
Yeah,
God, if that goes down, but hopefully that don't. And listeners, obviously, if you ain't told already or you ain't realized, French Reggie not here with us today. He's on his honeymoon, so he's not gonna be with us for a while. But he's on his way back. I'm surprised though. Like I said, the fact that this nigga didn't have COVID because.
He showed
me. I felt real bad the next day, you know, and I was like, ooh, I just was smoking with that nigga. Like, I mean, we smoked a whole big blunt, too.
So who licked the blunt, though? I mean, did he come behind
nah,
you?
Nah, it was already pre-rolled in, you know, so no one had to do no licking
somebody
on it.
Somebody previous licked it, though. So.
Yeah.
So you don't worry about smoking some a nigga you don't even know licked?
No, I pre-rolled it. it was my pre-roll. So I just didn't want to say, but I just, you know, I didn't want to say me. I pre-rolled it.
Pre-roll is like pre-ejaculation. Yeah. So French didn't care. You like, shit, J-Mac, I'm used to
Like this is a pre-roll, but it's my pre-roll.
But that's not a pre-roll if you rolled it.
Yeah, well, by the time it gets to you, it was pre-rolled before it got to you.
But I'm saying everything's a pre-roll because you have to roll it before you smoke it. So pre-smoke is obviously a pre-roll. When I hear pre-roll, I think it's somebody that you don't know smoked.
Right. Like you bought the motherfucker. I feel you. For instance, I just found out that you know that Snoop Dogg got a nigga on payroll just to roll his blunts?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that. That's all the nigga do. He worked for Snoop Dogg. He a blunt roller.
I wonder that nigga got to get his saliva checked every so often.
Right. Like, what made you pick this nigga? Like, he got sweet saliva?
He got antibodies in his saliva.
Right. Shit. But I honestly, I think that French Reggie definitely has a different immunity system at this point. Or at least he getting false positives or got the hookup where he could get out of the country regardless of how he tests. Because He got his ass on a plane and bounced out to, St. Lucia?
Yeah. You know, his dad is rich. His dad is rich, right? He got Haitian money and, you know, Haitian wealth.
Well, is that Haitian money make you rich, though? Like, like the richest Haitian is like the white American.
That's like a nigga come here with 7 million pesos. Like, man, I'm rich as a motherfucker. Right. Nigga, that's $10. Right. Like, get your $10 ass out of here.
7 million pesos. You're like, yeah, nigga, but rent's due still. You still ain't got enough for rent, my nigga. Nah, but hey, this COVID shit. So I don't know about you because you were gone and you didn't necessarily share a whole lot of your experience. There's some weird shit, right? Like the smell, the taste thing, right? I know that's not new, but it's a weird experience not being able to taste and smell shit.
Smooth, were you able to smell or did you lose your smell or your taste?
I didn't lose those. I just was very, very fucking fatigued. It wasn't because I'm out of shape, but very fucking fatigued.
How you called it before we did.
Disclaimer, right?
Yeah, so that was the biggest thing. I didn't lose my taste. Everything was still tasty to me. So
that's some fat nigga shit. Everything was still tasty.
It wasn't that bad though. You know what I'm saying? I just hated that I couldn't. It took 6 weeks to get a negative test result.
Right.
That was crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
So that not according to my doctor, right? So my doctor, first off, these motherfuckers don't even retest you.
Most people don't.
10 days. They're like, you got 10 days, you know, in after our test, bro, and you ain't exhibiting symptoms, you good to go, right? And then I'm trying to get information though, right? I'm trying to figure out. I said, well, listen, what variant do I got? You know what I mean? Like, so, cause I saw my test results and it didn't say specifically if I had the Delta variant or not. She said, hold on a second. She put me on hold for about 2 minutes. She came back. She said, yeah, I talked to the assistant and the doctor and they said, COVID is COVID.
What the fuck are they talking about then?
I said, so you don't know what, she said, we don't get that information back. I said, well, how, so somebody's getting it. Right? Like,
yo, I think where'd you go, man? I think you went to the wrong spot, nigga.
Bruh, Dr. Abraham, bruh.
That nigga's full of shit. Dr. Abraham, hey. Either she don't know or she didn't want to, maybe she was about to go on lunch break or something. She's like, tell this nigga anything.
Because I'm asking, right? Like, how do you guys not know, right?
They absolutely I hear Mac. They know.
The variant, right? The Delta variant,
they
right?
They know, man. Okay. She's lying to you, man. They definitely, absolutely, positively, well, they claim to know. I'll put it like that. Okay.
At least they're reporting on the shit.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. They're reporting that fucking the lotto is going up, too. We don't know if that shit's fucking real, neither.
Was it on your test result, J-Mac, when you get the test result back?
He said no.
Oh, he said no.
No. It just said positive for COVID, SARS-2, whatever the shit, right?
Yep.
Well, you got the OG then.
It didn't say Delta.
You got the OG COVID.
Yeah.
How you still getting OG COVID, nigga? You old as hell. That nigga's so old, he get the old COVID.
Everything, right? I fuck with everything OG style.
So what? So
but nah,
it's so Smooth wasn't getting hit at all. I talked to Smooth, he didn't even have. I think one time he coughed when I was on the phone with him.
So I didn't have a cough. I had a fever for 2 days, and I think it got up to like 101 for like 2 days. And then outside of that, man, I mean, honestly, the worst part was these fucking backaches. Like I had a backache, like I couldn't even sleep. Like, it was uncomfortable to just find a position. I'd have to take some Motrin or something just to get the backache to go away. and then I could fucking go to sleep and rest sometimes, and shit. But as soon as that shit would wear off, that backache would come back like a motherfucker beat me with rocks.
But you know, if you could have had a urinary tract infection.
is that what that is?
You don't drink a lot of water. So that could be that, though. You know, you could get that, too.
And Smooth wouldn't have known about that because he got to sleep sitting up anyway because his sleep apnea machine is broken.
No, that motherfucker. Hey, when I tell you I've been wearing that bitch, hey, I've been wearing the hell out that motherfucker now. I'm like, man, because that's when I get my best sleep. I put that mask on, nigga. I'm like, I'm going diving. And then lay the fuck down. That's it. It's a wrap.
So how often do you clean it?
You supposed to clean it?
Wow.
Hey, man. Hey, the funny thing was, I just went into the Walgreens and I saw they have an actual cleaner machine in there. And I was like, I seen commercials and shit, cleaner tubes out and shit. I'm like, fuck. If you buy a new replacement tube, it's $73. I said, I just contact the VA. Tell them I need some more tubes.
Yeah, but your breath, you're just blowing out fucking liquid breath all night. That shit's getting...
Change the filter, my nigga. Shit.
Filter? What about everything up to the filter?
Hey, I sanitize the snorkel part right there to go over this. I put a little, rinse it out with some water and shit. That's it.
That's sanitizing, huh? That'll do it. Wow. Just a little water.
I think you could put, can't you put some down, apple cider vinegar can kill everything, can't it?
No, nigga, apple cider vinegar black
women
is not
got,
the
these black girl magic done got you shook, nigga. These women got you thinking apple cider vinegar is everything.
Nigga, I'm going to bed smelling like pickles, nigga.
That's all it is. You smell funny when you get done. You don't get skinnier. You don't get more healthy. You just smell.
It's not a one teaspoon a day keep you alive forever?
Fuck no. I will tell you what, one teaspoon of will fuck with you though. That elderberry.
What's that?
Elderberry?
Yeah.
I was telling my wife, like, nah, bullshit or whatever. Anytime I've ever felt a sniffle, a cough, anything, she's like, here, just trust me, take this. The next day, nigga, I'll be scot free.
Yeah, I eat them.
That elderberry is for real.
Yeah, I got the gummy elderberry, the gummy vitamin C, the gummy motherfucking vitamin.
Are you like 12?
Are you joking?
No, nigga, I'm dead ass serious.
The gummy vitamins are the worst. He's going to get them. He really does have this shit. The gummies are the worst ones because it's like they have to add all that shit in to make it like candy.
A gummy, right.
All the stuff that makes it attractive to him is the stuff that you don't want in your vitamins.
Why don't you just like swallow it?
Right.
Hey, it's like when you on a diet, you gotta get some shit that you want. Look, them the motherfucking gummies, B.
Look, read the ingredients. I guarantee the first ingredients are some kind of polysorbate
glucose.
Some kind of magnesium sulfate.
Talking about cholesterol?
No,
ingredients.
Cane sugar.
Ingredients.
Corn syrup.
Corn
syrup.
Go ahead.
And it said contains greater than 2% citric acid, maltodextrin, natural fibers, natural.
Wait a minute. What's that little girl? Maltodextrose.
Hey, it's leaf glaze. That just sounds delicious. Pectin, sodium citrate.
No, nigga, none of that is what's supposed to be in elderberry. That's all preservatives and sweeteners.
Can he get to the elderberry yet? I mean, right. How far do you got to get to?
Hey, I'm a motherfucker. They good. It's like a damn.
Just go get some candy.
Right.
He ate two of them.
But he swear he healthy.
Hey, I shall be popping.
And they got kicked out again.
And it's always on that face. It's always on the
that again. Oh man.
Just can't sit still. Dude, just can't sit still. If he wouldn't have got his ass up to go get them damn elderberry candies.
What I tell you, just when you get it working, sit the fuck still. There you go.
He don't know that.
He back now. Well,
he was in his defense, he was froze. When you said that shit, he got kicked out, so he missed that whole educational PSA.
Just go get you some candy, man. You eating candy, nigga. That's all that is. He got kicked out again.
Skittles.
He got kicked out again. Oh man.
Nigga, but yeah, I'm just glad to be back. But the thing about it is it hit the whole family, right? It went from me to J Mac to A Love. My stepdaughter, she don't ever come out of her room anyway, so she isolate. She been isolating her own self, so she ain't got it yet.
So we saying stepdaughter now. That's how we saying it.
Oh, is that what that said?
Is that how we saying it now?
I didn't mean that. I just, you know, it just came out that way.
I thought we was just trying. I thought we was choosing sides. I had never heard you say it before.
I was trying to make sure that I clarified which daughter.
Oh, okay.
Because that, you know, because I have multiple daughters that only one of them is living with me.
So who's still sick?
So right now, no one. Okay, well, A-Love don't got no taste right now. And that just happened today.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you didn't come then. You was trying to come, man. No. Stay. I'm going to do you like Smooth. Stay your ass. Yeah. I'm like the job, nigga. We need a negative test result.
Yeah, so, hey, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one. But, you know, when you try to go get those free ones, like, you go to CVS or Walgreens, and you try to schedule that shit, they ain't got shit for weeks.
Hey, you can go. I'll tell you where you can go, and you can get a test anytime. If you go right there, I'll venture. Right by the Mexican mall, you drive through. Hey, you can go there and get a test anytime. Drive through, it don't take nothing but a couple of minutes. They'll do it every time for you. That's why I've been, that's why I go all the time.
Over by the Santa Fe mall?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Right behind it, they got to pull up. You just go right through it. Because all the places like you're talking about, it takes forever to get in.
So how do you just wait for your results there?
So no, what happens is, so this way, it takes a couple of days to get your results right back. So like if I do it on Monday, I have my results by Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only way I've ever done it. I've never done that rapid shit.
Yeah.
So I don't think the rapid shit is reliable.
J-Mac,
man, I think the rapid shit got something on the Q-tip itself because they stuck that motherfucker in my nose and my shit wasn't right for like hours. I'm not bullshit. That felt like that shit had cocaine on the tip of it. Not that I would know. I would know. I ain't gonna lie. I would know.
Yeah, you definitely but, know.
I tried to get all indignant real quick. But that shit fucking had my shit numb. Like, I was like, and I couldn't stop blowing it.
See, I've never had to do the nose one. Mine's always been mouth.
Really? Yeah, you're lucky, bro. I'm telling you, they be in there like they're not, like they're trying to hurt you, my nigga.
They nose rape the shit at you.
Wow.
Yep.
And they feel like, I feel like they're happy about it. Like they get a certain lot of pleasure out of seeing that pain on you.
They be like, watch them make you mad like a bitch.
These are some nurse ratchets around this bitch.
But I heard it's a certain way they're supposed to go in there. And it's like a certain angle they're supposed to do it. Just, you know.
Is that what you heard? Where the fuck would you hear that?
I just read this shit. I just read it.
You read it? Somebody wrote an article about angles in COVID tests?
Yeah, about
news break
about
out.
COVID test. Yeah, because it's a certain way they're supposed to go. I find it.
You said, yeah.
You know, I always, yeah. Because I'm saying, because my daughter's mom had to get tested over at Aruba when she had came back to the States. And she was talking about how motherfucker they raped her nose while she was over there.
How'd that make you feel?
It wasn't me, my nigga. Shit. I was
cool. So that's how we do it. That's how everybody is just giving up on everybody. All these women tonight.
Everybody brand new.
Yeah. Get y'all out of the studio. Y'all lost your mind. Have y'all been watching this Afghanistan stuff?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Smooth, you still haven't paid no attention?
Tell me the motherfucker holding on to the wheels like zombie apocalypse and shit, and they dropping off.
Nigga, I mean, that was a while back, but yeah.
Nigga,
I mean, but they did have an attack at the fucking airport.
The 14 Marines that just jumped.
Oh, okay. You got numbers and shit too, huh? You've been paying attention, Marines, huh?
I feel like that, you know, but I know he's going to try to be diplomatic and shit about it.
Who?
But I just feel like that Biden, I just feel like they need to just go ahead and drop that shit on him.
Like, No. You must haven't been watching the news. They fucking,
nah.
They ripping his ass apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
They going in on Biden.
You know what I'm done with, though? We can't impeach every fucking president.
I want to impeach all these motherfuckers every time.
This shit is getting out of hand. Every nigga that don't want to do something we don't like, impeach his ass. Impeach him.
They got little hashtag, Biden must go. You seen that?
Yeah, I was fucking into at least my 30s before I ever heard of a motherfucking impeached president, right? And that was fucking Clinton. And I didn't even know he got impeached because he kept doing the fucking job. So
that nigga was still dancing, playing saxophone with fucking hoes and shit.
Impeach this, huh? I got a song. I wrote a song called Impeach This, Bitch.
Hey, look, man, but Biden, he's fucking up, but you're right. They just gonna, everybody gonna try to get everybody out. As soon as they make one thing, they do one thing that is like not favorable, or it's almost like, gotcha. We got him. Gotcha.
Like, impeach this nigga. Do you know that means that, Kamala is going to be the next
she better
one.
She better stay her ass out of the way. She better figure out how to not, because whoever gets it is going to get it too. It's impossible to get away around this shit.
No, she ain't. She honestly, she been kind of MIA on this damn term, nigga. She been letting Biden take all the hits. She's taking it because she ain't said shit. She been absent. They been like, where this hoe at? She like, I'm gonna let this nigga take all of this. Look, out of sight, out of mind.
But look,
at least you won't have me quoted on saying some shit.
These dumb niggas, it's the same niggas that was trying to get Trump out that's trying to get Biden out too. It's them still. Like, y'all don't got no loyalty, man. You motherfuckers ain't no good.
Flip flop, baby. Fuck that shit. Whoever's winning, nigga, that's who I'm on the side of.
I actually should love this shit because it's the heart of the contrarian. You know what I'm saying? I love just going against the shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's ridiculous, man. That's really ridiculous.
No, before we move to the what's ridiculous is these niggas that maybe it's just my family that's vaccinated, and I'll just say it, my parents and my wife's parents, they be dead ass serious, like you finna die without this vaccine. You know what I mean? Like for real. And I had to the point where I wouldn't lie to them and tell them that I was vaccinated and if I wasn't, but I was thinking about it.
You gonna lie to your peoples?
Nah, I wouldn't lie to them. I would not lie to them. I mean, even if that would make them, you know, ease their mind, and it really wouldn't change anything logistically, right? Like, if I did tell them that I had gotten vaccinated, there's really no difference in how we can interact with each other. If I wasn't vaccinated.
Right.
I mean, if I was vaccinated. So that wouldn't change anything. It's just the way that they feel about me would change, right? Like they would love me again. Because honestly, I think that my parents don't love me right now because I'm not vaccinated. Like, for real. And it was making me feel some kind of way. And that would be the only reason why I would lie if I would, but I wouldn't.
Man. But I mean, so you went to Oklahoma, though. Don't your people stay in Oklahoma?
Yeah. And all of them got sick, though. So that was a super spreader event.
So the people who were vaccinated got sick.
Everybody got sick. Yep.
Did anybody have to go to the hospital?
No. Oh, well, hold up. My one cousin did. She went to the hospital once she got back to Cali. So she was sick in Oklahoma, hopped on a plane.
Got everybody sick on a plane.
And just rolled on back to Cali, right? And it was funny because I know my stats contributed towards Georgia, but I caught it in Oklahoma. So that's fucked up. It should be a part of Oklahoma numbers. Because the shit originated in Oklahoma. But I boosted Georgia numbers when I got tested out here. But it was just a bad idea, man. I don't even know why I went. I know I went because it's my family and it's a funeral and you got to pay your respects. But looking back, I might have to do a virtual funeral from here on out, man. I mean, because the combination of crying and snotting and blowing nose and hugging and comforting and all of that shit, That's a disaster way to happen because the church.
But they're supposed to spread everybody out and only have a limited number of people who can go in.
Okay, so peep this, right? Shit, so they did that. They stopped. They stopped people, I think, about 200.
200?
So there was 200 inside.
How big is the church?
The church was one of those, I wouldn't call it a big, I mean, it was a big church. There's plenty of room, right? Even though we weren't spread, hold up, though, we weren't spread out. There was plenty of open seats, but everybody's in the fucking middle in the front, right? Like, but then they stopped people from coming in. But then the repass, nigga, that's niggas are smoking joints, high-fiving shit. You know what I mean? Like,
we talked about that on the show. What's the repass again? Remind me what the repass is.
That's the party after the funeral.
Celebration.
Oh yeah,
that's the food and the music and the drink and shit where you fucking talk about all the good times and shit and
some nigga decided to call that the repass.
That's what they listen. That's all I've ever known.
Is that what it's called? At white folks for white folks too?
Oh, I wouldn't. I don't know, man. You'd have to help me out on that. I've never been to a white funeral to tell you honest. I think the closest has been Mexican.
You don't know anybody white that's died? Are you sure that white people die?
I tell them not that I'm aware of. I haven't actually. I mean, I've heard rumors, but again, I've never been to.
What if
a white
that's the ultimate fuck you at the end of all of this? Niggas die, white people don't even die. It's my black don't crack. Damn. They make all this black girl magic shit. White folks don't even die. If you've never been to one, hey.
Yeah, what's better than not cracking? Not dying.
Right? No, I've been to a couple. They die. They definitely die. What was that shit you were saying earlier about you? You only fuck with light skin rappers now because you always get on French Reggie about being team light skin. Sound like you light skin team too?
I am. I'm definitely team light skin, man. Y'all know that from the rip, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, I forgot. You hate dark skin people.
No, I don't hate dark skin people. I'm
You're
definitely
team
just
hate
team light
dark skin. I think. You're not even team light skin.
That's two different things, man. And all I'm saying is that that new J. Cole, I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Like, religiously. Oh, that shit is fucking, yeah, he kind of hit it on that one. And then that new Drake, too.
It's not out yet, is it?
He got a couple songs out.
I think he's about to come and smash Kanye's head.
I think so. I mean, Drake is... I was listening to some of the old shit, too, and I was like, this motherfucker been putting it down since... Fuck.
Forever.
A while. This nigga been doing this shit.
He's the artist of the decade. He already won that shit.
Oh, yeah. That's easy, I think. And, motherfuckers talk about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne say he don't write down his raps. I don't believe that. I can't believe that everything he does is freestyle. That's just, he might be one of the greatest rappers. If all of his stuff is off the top of his head, which I don't believe, but if that was the case, then he'd have to be, and he's dark, so he'd have to put him on the pedestal up there, too.
No.
What? Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne is fucking kind of, okay, sure, he says a lot of dumb shit, right? But the dumb shit is witty in metaphorical terms. So I think that in that aspect, the way, if he isn't writing it, like I said, and that's a big if, that takes a lot of fucking headspace to be able to do that, what he does.
No, nigga, I'm sorry. That nigga is be high and he's be, I guess, okay, so like, for instance, right now we are topicless, right? But we're just going.
Right.
If someone were to say, man, this is a great podcast, man. We 31 minutes in, man. You know, these niggas doing it, man. Like, that's good, right? We're Lil Wayne right now.
No, that's...
We are Lil Wayne right now.
Come on, man. You know that there's levels to that shit. Like, the Carter... Like, what Lil Wayne? Not like the Carter 4, like the Carter...
Oh, you mean the ones he didn't write?
Right, right.
The ones that he had a ghostwriter.
Oh, those are all ghostwritten?
Didn't Gilly the Kid write for him and stuff? Like, he had writers, right?
I mean, I think all of them have writers at some point, right? I mean, to contribute, you know what I mean? But a whole album, I don't know if nobody writes your whole album and shit, right? I mean, you can't do that shit.
I don't know.
I mean, that's not rapping anymore. That's fucking like, that's plagiarism, right? I mean, if I could do that, I ain't gonna lie. If you wrote some lyrics for me, I could perform the motherfuckers.
I don't know. You remember I told you, man. Why we gotta do this again, man?
No, this is not the barber, nigga. This is not
the same shit, man. You are too fucking old to be a rapper, nigga.
Nigga, say that. Tell that to Too Short, nigga. Too Short older than me.
Too Short is not cool. He don't even look cool. He looks stupid. He's too old.
Nigga, tell that to E-40, nigga.
E-40 looks really stupid. If it's even better, you're too old for that shit, nigga. Sit your ass down.
Tell that to Uncle Snoop, nigga.
Snoop definitely looks dumb. You telling me you think Snoop still snaps? Come on, man. Stop it. Rappers,
have you heard Snoop? No, you haven't heard that nigga's new album, right?
He has a new album.
You fucking with my roaches in my ashtray, nigga. He's got some bumps on there.
Old rappers need to not do videos. They need to not perform live.
Right. They need to not do videos.
Yeah, because come on, man. Like, you look too old to be saying this shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't pop your collar, nigga. Nigga, stop popping a collar. Why are you still popping collars?
Nigga. I just heard a song with T.I., 50 Cent, nigga, E-40, and somebody else. And that shit knocks.
Yeah.
Oh, they think I had like Lil Baby on it or something. So you got to mix it in with the young niggas. Yeah. You got to have a young nigga on your shit like Mozzie or Lil Baby or Da Baby or somebody.
And you wanted to see that video? I don't want to see that video.
I don't watch videos, to tell you the truth, even though I fucks with YouTube Music. And they have that little thing at the top. You could just tap video and watch the video for the song, too. I don't even do that because, again, videos. What the fuck is a video anymore? They don't even make any sense.
But you want to be a mini movie?
That's what they used to be. That's what I'm old school, nigga. I told you, OG everything, nigga. I want a fucking mini movie of the song, nigga. I want that shit to be the version of the damn song.
Like Thriller?
Like Thriller, nigga. That shit was the best.
That Thriller was like best video 17 ever. Minutes. So who got 17 minutes to watch a video?
Shit, motherfuckers. Hey, look. Niggas at home nowadays, they can do it now. And everybody on their devices now. You know what I'm saying? They cell phones. So that's what they doing all day long. They watch TV and everything on that shit, B. So
I'll be trying to squeeze naps in and shit.
That's like that Roddy Ricch song that they was playing when we left the comedy club that late at night. He did a O2 Thriller type video where it don't make no fucking sense. Well, at least Thriller made sense. His video don't make no fucking sense. But it's supposed to be creative and shit. And that's the thing. You can be creative and do whatever the fuck you want because you're a creative, right? I mean, that's part of being a creative,
no,
right?
Kanye shit is not good.
No, but that's the world that I know it as creatives, right? Like, I mean, you know, nowadays, if you just are creating content, like if you're a creator, the more misunderstood or the more people don't understand what the fuck you're doing, the more creative you are.
So you think Kanye shit is on point? This new thing, the whole fucking thing. Are you supporting this Kanye project?
I told you I want to be weird like that nigga when I grow up. I want to put a stocking cap on my face and walk around town just like Spider-Man, nigga, without the eye holes. And just have people look at me. I just want to be weird like that sometimes. Just, you know.
Did you hear did you hear the album?
No.
Yeah, the intro song is somebody saying his mom's name like 42 different ways. It's creepy.
That's creative.
No, it's creepy.
That's creative, nigga. That's an ode to my mama.
That's creepy, man.
But you got to understand that where that dude is at with that, right? Like, he might feel like he killed his mom, low-key, right? Like, you see, because you're the one that paid for her to go over there.
No, but paying for something is not... Okay, so if I buy you a car and you wreck the car and kill yourself in the car, I didn't kill you, nigga. You dumb. You drove stupid.
If you buy me a Maserati, nigga, knowing that I like to drive fast...
That's
and
not
yes,
me.
You and they, you, you it's because you don't care.
They got a Toyota Tercel drives fast.
I can tell you by the way you're shaking your head. You're not gonna, you're like, that's not on me.
It is.
Yes, nigga, you bought me, you could have got me a fucking Beetle.
You could have still died the Beetle, nigga.
That big dude, 70 max. You know what I mean? Like that fucking, and I would only be able to go 70 miles an hour and I probably wouldn't kill myself.
That's not real.
That's Paul Wall, nigga. No, I mean, Paul Walker, nigga. Fast cars do shit to you. You make you want to go faster. Mm-hmm. That's why God has always blessed me with either if I had a fast car, it was something wrong with it, so I couldn't go fast in it. Like, I had a 5.0, but it was, you know, it wasn't
your 5.0 was a 2.5.
It was more like a
3.0.
Yeah,
a 2.5.
it needed a tune up. And then I had a 67 Mustang that had transmission issues that wouldn't go past third gear. So, I mean, I could get to about, you know,
you can damn near start in third gear. You can almost pull off in third gear, nigga. That's fucked up. You got one gear.
Yeah, but it was clean though. That motherfucker.
No, it wasn't. When I first if it don't go past third gear, that's not clean.
When I first pulled up, niggas like, oh, that's a hole catcher right there. It has fucking some Daytons on it. It had the fucking brand new interior and the top. You just didn't drive like you couldn't go fast. You know what I mean? That's why my point is that it wasn't raggedy. It was clean on the outside and on the inside. The engine or the transmission was the problem. But again, that saved me. That was God's way of preventing me from killing myself by going fast.
I guess so.
No, that's just how it works, man. But see, if you enable me with a damn Maserati and I die, same thing with Kanye. He paid for his mom to go get the ass shots and all of that. And what if he wouldn't have been cheap and sent her to the fucking DR or wherever they would send her to? He could have sent her to fucking Dr. J. Kerr's when he
didn't
was
send
back
her
in the
there,
day.
Though, did he?
He paid for it, I'm sure. It's his money. She ain't fucking, it's Kanye's mom. She ain't got a job.
Didn't she go to DR or Texas or somewhere?
What yeah, she went out of the country.
DR
with that
or
shit.
Texas.
I know somewhere where some Hispanics was or something.
That's where they be. They be both those places.
DR and Texas, yep.
Large Latino communities in both.
Hey, Matt.
Has anyone... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Have you ever wondered why whenever you're doing like the... filling out a form and the ethnicity thing, like why that's the only thing they give a fuck about. Like
Hispanic
either you are Latino, right, nigga. Either are you or are you not Hispanic, nigga?
Because they're probably trying to figure out how willing are you to do work. Because if you're not...
I mean, but there's a lot...
If you're not Hispanic, you might not be willing to do no work. But they know that there's a certain group of people that'll work.
Wow. Okay, so I just realized this. It just popped in my head. So the DR side is Hispanic. The Haitian side is French.
Yes.
So they don't speak that shit. They don't speak that Latino. They're not considered Latino on the Haitian side.
They speak that shit French. He make up words.
But I'm just saying, though. So the DRs are considered Latinos, though, right?
Yeah.
Hispanic. Yeah.
But the Haitians are not.
No, nigga. How many times we gotta say this? Yes.
I'm just wondering. No, because I mean it's like been in one block, nigga, and then you like, yeah, nigga, this we just left Crip country. Now we in blood territory.
That's how
nigga,
Kelly. Like, you nigga one does. Block over. Same street really sometimes. Like, damn, nigga.
But that'd be a long street.
Right. Right. Train tracks and shit. So Mac, when you gonna come back to this iPhone? Did you see this new shit they got?
Oh, the over the $2,000, like it's gonna cost over two racks.
I don't know about that, but that shouldn't be what you should be worried about.
Well, I think I should be worried about fucking if it's gonna cost me two racks, my nigga.
Nah, they say that it might be able to call and text without a cell or Wi-Fi signal.
What? Okay.
So what's going to hit the satellite?
The iPhone 13 will feature low Earth orbit satellite communication connectivity to allow users to make calls and send messages in areas without 4G or 5G coverage, according to a reliable analyst, Ming-Chi Kuo.
Well, that'll bump it up to over two bands. I mean, if you got a satellite phone, right? I mean, like, I ain't only seen those. It's kind of like I've only heard about them like a white person's funeral. I've seen them with the little antennas, and you know it looks like a walkie-talkie almost. But nigga, if your iPhone is a satellite phone too, a low orbiting, I don't even know what that means. But it sounds
it means that something gonna cook your ass. Trust me. If you got to make it to a satellite, my nigga, from your pocket to a satellite, shit.
And I was just saying.
Like our military phones were, I wonder if it's going to be a delay or if it's going to be consistent.
What year was that smooth?
Nigga, that was a while ago.
That shit ain't delay no more, man. I'm sure it's not a delay like it used to be.
The nigga be talking and he be the over-talking like Jay Mac be doing, but it's due to the delay and shit.
Yeah. You know? I don't think they have that big long-ass delay. Like we used to be like 10 seconds delay. You're like, God damn, you got to say stop after you get done so the next person know to talk.
Yep. That's fucked up. Over.
Seriously, talk to your mom on the phone to my, hey mama, how's everything going at home? Over. You really do, because y'all will start, she'll start and you'll stop, hold on, and it'll just be over and over and over again.
Yeah, that would suck. No, but I was just saying, you know, me and Ayla was talking about it because we were talking about that price on the new iPhone, you know, because they were saying it's going to be over two bands, right? So I'm like, damn. And if I think back, what's really changed? But I guess that, I mean, I know shit has changed, but in reality, not a lot has changed from the fucking 2007 iPhone to the one that you fucking got right now. I mean, besides a better camera and fucking more apps, you know, but as far as once the App Store came out, then ain't really too much changed since that. But anyways, to go from what it was costing when it first came out to fucking $2,000, but satellite phones a little different, man. I feel like you could feel safe, like if you was in the woods, like you was being chased by the fucking KKK or something, or fucking some shit, like you was in a rural area and you needed help, your shit now works. So I don't know. I might pay for that. I might come back for
that. I'll look at the other side of it, though. Like, even so, if let's just say how we all feel like they're tracking you everywhere you go or whatever. Nigga, if you got a satellite phone, they're going to be able to read your heartbeat. It ain't going to be just tracking. Like,
you can't get off the grid no more. Ever. Huh? There's no off the grid.
Ever. Because this isn't like the SATCOM that the military uses where it'd be like a secure line or whatever. This is going to be some wide-ass open SATCOM that anybody with the right kind of listener can listen in and find out what you got going on and everything.
Dude, don't do this, man. I'm already afraid of the future. You know what I mean? I am. Like, I look at the future and what's coming, especially with all the new mandates and shit. I think fucking Walmart, I just saw, is fucking mandating that their fucking upper management and corporate people have to get vaccinated or they're going to fucking get fired. I don't even know, you know, if it's ever going anywhere. I feel like we're just doing loop-de-loop shit and people are fucking up whatever they want to make up.
Why hasn't Pfizer mandated everybody get a vaccine? Why hasn't CDC mandated everybody get a vaccine? Those people need to go first, if you ask me.
Right.
100% right. Gotta do it to have this job. If the motherfuckers who are telling us to go get the vaccine and the people that's making the vaccine aren't 100% mandating that their people get it.
Right. Right. And then I just found out, right, that the one that they're, okay, so Pfizer just fucking got approved FDA shit, right? But that's not the one that they're giving niggas still, right? So because that one is liability covered. I think I just posted it in the other room. And they're like, yeah, but in America, we still gonna give y'all the one, the emergency use shit. That isn't like there is no liability for that shit.
Everybody I know has Pfizer.
Right, but the Pfizer is still underneath. They still have their original one that was used for emergency use only, right? Or the one that was
it's the same one FDA though, right? Approved.
That's what they're kind of saying, but it ain't. It's got a different name. The one that is FDA approved has a name that starts with a C, and it's like Canetri or something like that. And I'm not giving that to people in America because, again, that one has a liability clause where if something were to happen, you could come after their asses. And they're like, yeah, well, we're not fucking with you. Y'all could get the Snickle Fritz, nigga. That's what you guys still getting.
Huh. I didn't know
even
that.
I just saw that. I posted it in one of our rooms in the Discord because I was like, this is some bullshit. This is the fucking, they said it was the okie doke, bait and switch. They're like, hell yeah, we got approved, but that's not the one you're getting. You ain't getting the approved shit. And the approved shit, someone gets fucked up. Now there's a liability clause that people can fucking fall back on and say, listen, you're liable because I got fucked up. Emergency use, not so much.
But I thought everybody was signing waivers anyway when they took the shit. Is that only for the emergency use one?
I think that is, yeah. Because if you think you're doing FDA approved shit, you ain't signing none. I wouldn't.
I'm not taking something that's not FDA approved. If they got FDA approved, oh wait, nigga, I need my fries hot. Can you make me some new fries?
So I wonder what they're giving the military.
For real.
Say what, smooth?
So I wonder what they're giving the military then, since they mandate all military.
Snickle Fritz.
I don't believe they're giving the military anything. I think it's all placebo. I really do.
Every time they show these fucking politicians getting stuck in jail, that's placebo.
I don't believe they're giving the military. I don't think they're giving everybody in the fucking military a revolutionary experimental drug. I don't believe it. I think that even when they give the military bullshit, they don't do it to everybody. They couldn't. What if they all died?
Right. What if it fucked up the whole our military? We just like,
Believe it. They're saying, yeah, 100% mandatory. I don't believe it. I wanted to talk about the new agenda, but I think I might save that till we're back in. I don't know. Y'all want to get into that?
I would like to know, because at least if not, you got to tell me on the low, because I need to know.
How do I want to do this? Because I think we could talk about this for a while, man. And I'm pretty sure most people have already turned this fucking podcast off. They're like, these niggas ain't talking about nothing.
Well, that's perfect. Because then that way we don't have to fucking let them know that we know. Like, because I'm telling you, I'd be afraid to let motherfuckers know what I know. I'd be like, I don't know.
All right, so fuck it. Here we go. So, what if... This is left field, man. It's going to be some left field shit. So, don't judge me.
Okay.
What if the plan here is to kill people, right? The vaccine is here to kill people. But why, you say? Uh-huh. Why, right? They've been trying to run this gay agenda. They've been trying to run this trans agenda. They've been trying to run this kill all the tough niggas, toxic masculinity. They've been trying to run all these agendas, right? What's the problem, though? At the end of the day, what's the real problem with all that?
I don't know.
Why can't they get it to go all the way through? Like, why can't they push it all the way through?
Because there's niggas that are still around.
There you go.
Right.
It's still niggas out here doing what they do, right?
Right.
So what do you know about the vaccine? Is there a cutoff for the vaccine?
Like age, I think it's like 16, isn't it?
Well, it was 12. Now it's 16. But 12 to 16 is still experimental, maybe, possibly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can get the experimental one, but you can't get the real one till you're 16, right? What if... the vaccine is to just get all these motherfuckers out the way. They already know how to agendize these young motherfuckers, right?
Right.
So
right.
They kill everybody above a certain age, and they just start fresh with them young motherfuckers. They already trans friendly. They already niggas can't be toxic masculinity. They already just be led by whatever you put in front of them on TV. And the whole point of this shit is to just get rid of every fucking body over a certain age. And, you know, we'll leave a couple of stragglers. But for the most part, we're just getting these motherfuckers out of here. And they have no intention of saving us. The whole point of the vaccine is to kill us.
I would agree with that because I feel like it's all part of that, right? I mean, the COVID and the vaccine, it's like a double punch. It's like, you know what I mean? You create a problem and then you create a solution, right? Yeah, you come back with the solution, but it's all part of the same fucking game, right? I mean, the COVID whacks all the old Pope, all the old non-producers and shit, right? And get them niggas wiped off, right? That was the first wave. You know what I mean? All that's who it was fucking with first. All the old people that wasn't fucking providing any sort of kind of substance to society. Bye. Y'all niggas got to go. We take y'all out with the first wave. And then we just come up with some new shit. And then we're going to say, oh, well, we got a cure for y'all niggas. And it's this. And here, take this other cure. And then we're going to fuck y'all niggas up from the backside. It's like flanking. It's like flanking someone's position and you fucking them up from both ways. And part of the same game because.
But that's why you got. But that's why there's all this fear and this terror. They have to make us terrified, and they're doing it. They're making old people terrified like a mother. Do you remember Cuomo killed all those old people when the shit first happened? You remember in like Seattle, they just let those motherfuckers die. All them old people that was like over like 70, they was just letting them motherfuckers stay. Like, oh no, you got to wait 10 days to come to the hospital, and like by then everybody in the senior citizen home is dead. They was letting
the whole CSC. Yeah.
That was the test. That was the test overnight. Market. That was the test market. They was just getting all them old. Now, okay, they're dead. Okay, now we got move down one rung. You know what I'm saying? And they just putting all this terror and this fear in everybody's hearts and minds, and everything you see is you know, be hey, like your family's like, you gotta get this you have to get the vaccine. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you that you won't get the vaccine? They got us talking to each other like you have to be part of this, or you're what don't you get? What I don't understand what you don't understand about this vaccine. Right. Like, what you don't get about saving everybody's life, I don't get it, right? But the whole point is that they already got the children. They know how to get them. They do it with music. They do it with TV. They do it with, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You like Jay Smooth say, it is not a show on right now where two niggas ain't kissing. It's just, that's just not, it's not a show.
Ain't it?
So.
Batman gay. I mean, Robin. Robin's they turned gay. Robin gay.
Robin's gay.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is that we're going to terrify these old niggas. They all going to get the little jab. They're going to get stuck. And then a couple of years, 2 or 3 years later, they start dying and there's nothing we can do to save them because it's too late. It's already it's already in their systems. There's no way to get out of it. Yeah. So, oh well.
Yeah.
And the young people who couldn't take the vaccine, they could. Why can't they take the vaccine? Why can't young people? Why can't a 12-year-old take a vaccine that a 40-year-old can take? Tell me why.
Right. Because they're still developing.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Tell like, me why.
Right.
Is it dangerous enough to... Is this the most dangerous thing we've ever seen or not?
Right. Right.
They're telling us it's the most dangerous thing we've... In our lives, this is the most dangerous thing we've encountered, period. Way worse than 9/11. You know what I'm saying? This is the scariest shit ever. Way scarier
worse than
the
original SARS.
Scarier than white Ebola. Supremacy. This is you know what I'm saying? This is worse than toxic masculinity. This is the worst thing ever, but we're not going to let kids take it.
I told someone the other day, I said, man, you know what? I don't know if I would have ever said it, but I miss the days of Trumpers versus non-Trumpers. Like, I mean, fucking bring back QAnon or some shit. Like, I mean, like the shit that we were divided about fucking a year ago, I would much rather have all that shit back, honestly, than this fucking shit, because this shit has struck, like, my family, right? Like, all of my family wasn't fucking with Trump, so at least we were all on the same fucking side, my family. This is, like, divided my family, like, right down the middle, Hatfields and McCoys and shit, and my dad is a Hatfield like a motherfucker.
Is it changing, your impression of people in your family? Be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's funny because my mom knows it because she tries to tell me, she's like, listen, I'm not dumb. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I didn't say that.
You call your mom dumb, nigga?
I didn't. She said it. She said, I'm not dumb. She said, because I know you think that I don't know anything and all I do is listen to MSNBC. And I said, that's all I've ever seen on TV when I go over there. But hey, maybe you watch other shit when I'm not around. Right. But every time you tell me to watch something, you're like, hey, they're talking about it right now. On what, mom? MSNBC. So you just happen to be watching whatever they're talking about, some shit that you think I should be listening to. But anyways, I'm like, Yes, because I was talking to my dad, because again, he's old school, right? He's like, fuck, I've been in the military, right? I got vaccinated to go overseas. I got this, that, and the other. You know, I've been vaccinated. Why would I stop right now? I said, you know, they make the same vaccines, right? I'm like, was they injecting you with synthetic DNA back in the day? Is that what you were getting? And he was like, I don't know nothing about that. I said, well, what are we talking about then? I said, if we ain't talking about mRNA, then what are we talking about, my man?
I don't know.
You just talk about vaccine.
I wouldn't know. If you brought me a needle, a syringe with some mRNA in it, and a syringe with some vaccine, I wouldn't fucking know. I don't even get that deep anymore. At first, I used to. I don't even get that. I have no fucking idea how it's different. Something just is not right. I don't know what it is. Just it doesn't. It's not sitting right with me. And I know Smooth said he's on the fence. I don't know if he's still on the fence, but not the kid. I'm not on the goddamn fence. It's just. They're trying too hard. Stop trying so fucking hard.
Way too hard. That's the problem.
Why y'all trying so hard?
Are you still on it?
You can't hear me?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, but then, you know, somebody just came back and said they went to the doctor just recently, and the doctor said, well, hell, if you had COVID, it really don't make no sense for you to actually get the shot because...
Who said that?
All the stuff is... Somebody went to a doctor, and the doctors told them this. Like, if you had COVID, right, the shot is only just really just putting the antibodies in you so that you can your body can try to fight the shit off. But if you had the shit, it don't really make sense for you to get the shot. That's what the motherfuckers told me. I said, well,
see, I don't know.
But, you know, everything that you see on fucking TV, and it's like how you say, Beyond, and J-Bad, it's kind of scary you just to make you think that you should go get the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, hell, I've been around a lot of motherfuckers. I'm like... I did have it, but, you know, hell, I don't want to motherfucking die. But, I mean, a shot don't prevent you from getting it. They saying it keeps you from dying. But, hell, just the article I just sent out where the lady had the fucking juices on the heart, you know, inflammation on the heart, you know, myocarditis, whatever the fuck that shit is. You know, what was it called?
Myocarditis.
Myocarditis.
He didn't even try.
Whatever. And that's like I say, you know, that's like seemed like that same shit that my grandma had, you know. And then I know a motherfucker that's I know somebody here in Georgia. They said the same thing. The doctor told them they had inflammation on the heart.
But
I'm like,
that's what's so crazy, right? You're the only person I know who firsthand had someone close to you within your two generations die within a week of taking the vaccine, and you're still maybe. I don't get it, man.
But my mom took it, my aunt took it, my uncle took it, my sister took it, my grandmother took it, my cousin just took it.
Six.
Everybody else.
So you one for seven.
That's not as good as the survival rate.
But I'm just saying the survival rate. Everybody else is surviving.
Yeah, but it's one for seven, nigga. I don't want one for seven odds. I'm not taking that.
Yeah, and that's what I told my VA doctor. I said, nigga, I said it's a small percent. And to you, that fucking small percent.
To you, that one,
I'm
nigga.
Like, I'm like, shit, doc. He said, I get your point. Because I'll plead my case with him. I mean, he sat down and talked to me long. He talked to me more about COVID than fucking the rest of my test results.
So why, though, Smooth? Does he give a fuck? Has he ever sat down and talked to you about your fatness? Yeah. Has he ever sat down for you for 2 hours and said, man, you're way overweight, man. This is the leading cause of death.
Well, you know, them motherfuckers do talk about obesity. You know what I'm saying?
Has he ever sat down and talked to you 2 hours about obesity?
Well, no. But you know, when they not of our ethnicity, you know what I'm saying? They be like, hey, the one doctor did tell me, she said, you overweight. You know, I'm like, bitch, you from motherfucking Afghanistan. You little. Like, the fuck. Like, like the fuck. Like,
they don't eat over there?
My body makeup is a little fucking different. She thought I was supposed to be a size 28 jeans. Motherfucker, 20 years later, I'm like, motherfucker, I've been eating since then.
I'm a 48, you know, right? As you told me.
I ain't no 48. No, nigga, I was on my
way. Quick question, Smooth. How much weight did you lose when you was on it? Because I lost, like, I went from...
I'm at
179 when you had COVID. So I went from, like, 186 to 179.
Nigga, that's because you weren't able to go out and get snacks and shit. You like, cause you know, you had to eat at home, but like, that's the only reason. Nigga, I lost more weight when my knee was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I said, maybe I need to get injured more and just go down.
We can work on that.
40-50 pounds. Nah, I'm good though, my nigga. Like, I'm good. I'm just getting so motherfucking sexy.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you didn't lose it. You just misplaced it for a little while.
Yeah, you set it down for a minute.
No, I'm not in no size 40. A size 40 jeans is too big for me. Way too big.
You've worn a 42 before, right, though? Haven't you worn a 42 before?
I was 42 on my way to a 44.
Damn.
Nigga, I'm talking about, nigga, I was like a tank. Damn near. And I got the jeans to prove. I'm like, man.
I got the jeans to prove it.
Like, I'm like, this too big. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie, Smooth. Let's do this move. Me and you gonna vote. Out of zero being nigga, go lay your ass down to 10. Where you think Jamie Mac is at right now? Cause we sit here, we see him too, y'all. Y'all don't know, we watch him on camera. What you give him? Zero, like go lay your ass down. 10 is, oh, you ready to do this?
He said zero to 10.
Yeah, what you give Jamie Mac right now?
My health otherwise.
This nigga look shit, bad, Jamie man. This nigga look like, I'm saying, yeah, like 3. He's about a 3. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, listen. And I told Aleb, I said, you know what? She's like, we've been around each other. I said, listen, I get that. You know what I mean? But you just got a new symptom today. Like, I thought you was good. And then today you talk about you some new shit you can't taste. That
sounds
like that's active.
Nigga, I text Mac. I text you. We text the other day. You was like, "Yeah, man, I'm out. Me and Lil J Mac out." I'm like, "Out? Like, you told
no, I wasn't out with him. I wasn't out with him. He's still quarantined.
You don't give a fuck.
You need to still be
everybody. Yeah, be the goddamn COVID police. He'll tell you. That motherfucker will call and tell on your ass. That nigga, hey, when I was out, I'm telling. Like, the fuck you doing out? I'm like, nigga, I got to go get something. Man, fuck that shit. You supposed to be in the house. J-Mac, you was out at like 7 or 8 days later.
Yeah, nigga.
10. Okay. I got 10. Right on 10. Okay, but this 10. Is the thing.
No, Jamie Mac, no, nigga, no. Because we were supposed to record last week, right? The week before that was the last time you were here. You said you were feeling that shit. And I saw you coughing juicy coughs that night, nigga. That was only 14 days from today.
14 ain't the more. They don't do 14 no more. 14 is old, my nigga. 10 is the shit.
What's old is you looking like you look right now talking about, I'm good. You not good, nigga. You about a 3 or 4 right now, man. You've gotten up 4 or 5 times to go sneeze and all kind of shit. You look like you're sweating.
I still do. I was about to just say, I'll break out in a sweat, nigga, with minimal exertion. I don't know what that's about. Like, listen, though, I feel all right, though. But yeah, I do something like take the garbage out and come back in. And I'll be like, damn, what you doing? I was like, it's because I got to get this out of my system, man. You
know, bro. Don't put it in somebody else's system while you get it out of yours.
No. I'm putting it in nobody else's system.
You was trying to come record tonight, man. You wanted to be on the show tonight in studio. You would have got me and Smooth both sick, man.
No, you're right. I probably shouldn't have wanted to come in tonight.
So now that A-Love possibly have it, so you still going back in the room with her, or are you going to let her quarantine by herself?
She by herself, bro. You gotta do the lockdown.
Really? So even though you just had it, you you got it. You good, man. You can get up in that.
Nigga, go on spoon. Nigga, shit. It's okay.
Get some COVID coochie.
Yep.
Hey,
you ain't gonna be able to taste it no way.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, you just eat phase.
Hey,
like,
you can eat all kind of shit.
Be like, is that blood? I can't even taste that now.
That's terrible.
I'm just saying the lack of smell and the taste could have some, you know, non-intended benefits. Like, I mean, like, so like if
nigga, you still can
someone
see.
Farted. No, but like if someone did fart around you, like, you know what I mean? Nigga, you out on a date and your date fart. You don't even know it.
You wouldn't even know it though.
Yeah, you don't even think nothing of her. So the first time y'all smash, so maybe, you know, she just had a bad hygienic day, right? First time y'all smash. And normally this would be a fucking deal breaker, right? You would be like, fuck that. I'm not fucking with it. But it just happened to be just a one-time deal. But because you couldn't smell nothing or taste nothing, you never knew.
Smooth. And she ain't even telling you. Until later, like, no. I was just farting my ass off.
Why would she tell you?
Yeah, you don't need to.
I'm talking about later.
Smooth. You could actually go deal with all those Pakistani women and shit at our old job. And you wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? You could get some new kind of coochie. You would, you making a face. See? You wouldn't make that face.
You wouldn't make that face.
You wouldn't even know. She could have never worn deodorant in her life. You wouldn't even know.
Nigga,
I you know how I tested it out?
My mouth would start itching.
This is how I tested it out because, you know, every time I go smoke or something and then I come back in, she'd be like, that's loud. She can't even tell. Seriously? I was blowing it through my shirt. I was blowing it through my shirt like, just trying to get it real stanky danky. And I
she couldn't smell it at all? That shit you be smoking make my life hurt, nigga. That shit make my my kneecap start hurting when you walk in with that stinky. That shit stinks, man.
That's how I know that that was the first thing because I was smoking. I was like, that don't taste like.
So meat. Do you still want to eat food? Do you still feel hungry?
I feel hungry, but so I've been trying to do like the iZombie thing, right? I don't know if you fucking seen that, but where they can only eat spicy brains and shit to fucking, they got to get any kind of taste. They gotta eat spicy brains and put Tabasco and shit on their brains, right? So that's what I've been doing. I've been forcing my taste buds to.
So right now you still can't taste?
I can somewhat.
Oh like, man, fuck like that shit, man. I don't want what you got, bro. Don't come here. We need a negative test result.
Bro, no. Listen, so I just talked to my niece. She said she had it back in May. She said she just got her sense of smell and taste back.
What, 3 months later?
Yeah,
nah, bro.
She gonna have. I'm sorry. I hope she don't have long term effects.
Well, shit. The lady, my doctor, right? So when she first told me, right, or the nurse or MA, whatever the case may be, she's like, listen, she's telling me how to quarantine this, that, and the other, and then she's like, so you know, 3 days after your last symptom or 10 days total, whatever the case may be, right? She said, but that's just for regular symptoms, the like fever and pain and shit like that. But the taste. She said, my daughter going on 6 months with no taste buds and no smell.
Nah, man, I don't want that shit. Bro, I love eating. I'm telling you.
But how many months?
Six.
But I did say
damn.
That honestly, if it lasted a while, I felt like it would be a good health, again, non-intended health benefit. Because if I can't taste it, I don't go out of my way. Because like I got tri-tips. So when I came back from Oklahoma, I had bought some tri-tips out there, right? I marinated one and grilled it the first night I came back.
Wait a minute. Did you fly or drive?
I drove.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, you flew with some meat, nigga? What the
fuck? No. Damn. I've done that, though. I've done that with hot links from Cali. But so I just drove back.
What'd you refrigerate them in?
I froze them the night before I left, and then I put them in one of those, like, hot, cool bags, you know what I mean, and put it in with the rest of my luggage. It's only a five-hour flight.
You so country, man. Go ahead, man. You country as shit, nigga. Go ahead.
And then, so I was, I made a fucking tri-tip and I didn't get to taste any of it, right? Because I got sick and I got more, but I'm not going to cook them
right
until I can taste. I'm like, I'm not going to just waste that shit. But at the same time, like I said, just whatever, like soup or anything, like top ramen. I've eaten hot wings, but again.
Could you taste them?
Barely. Barely. Like I could taste the saltiness. So those are the things that didn't. The individual like nuances of flavors, those have kind of not there. But I can still taste salty and sweet. So if something is like that Gatorade I just drank, I could taste the sweetness of the Gatorade. If I eat something with salt on it, like hot wings, I could taste that shit. But if it's just kind of like just flavorful, I'm missing all of that.
What a weird fucking illness.
It is, bro. It is. It's definitely. And like I said, there was a point like what Ayla's going through right now where you feel like you got medicine head without taking any medicine.
What does that mean?
So you ever take like too much medicine and feel kind of like a airy headed?
No, nigga. I take what says on the pack. Who is this nigga, man? What? He just overdosing on medicine and shit. It says take two. He took seven.
I think those are all recommendations, right? And I felt like.
You overdose for real?
No, well, I don't overdose. I just feel like, you know, maybe I've taken some of this, like Dayquil or then some of the other shit. You know what I mean? I'm taking multiples of different shit.
Let's break the word down. Dose. What does the word dose mean? The amount you take, right? Overdose is when you take more than the amount you're supposed to take. So anything.
Well, I thought overdose means that you fall out and you need the fucking paramedics.
No, that's when you're succumbing to overdose. Overdosing is just dosing more dosage than what you're supposed to take. It's an overdose.
Damn, I didn't even think. See, Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's just too much logic there. But yeah, I overdose all the time. I don't ever dose. If some is good, more is better is what my understanding is. Like, if this shit'll go away with two, it'll definitely go away faster with three.
J-Mac treat that shit like motherfucking just regular weed, like shit.
Damn. I don't know. I just felt like it always works. The fucked up part is, see, medicine works on me. It don't work on A-Love. Like, she could take all the shit, and then this shit don't work. Nothing for pain. Like, Tylenol, Motrin, Advil, Aleve, none of that shit works. Well, she needs fucking narco.
Wasn't she not, like, hearing good and stuff when we went out before last time?
Oh yeah, and that's the thing right now too. Like, so her hearing, and she tried to be funny. She's like, "Oh my gosh," she's tripping about the sense of smell and shit gone. She's like, right. "I can't taste it. And I can't." I said, "Well," she's like, "I've never been without a sense before." I'm like, "Nah, you go without the hearing." She's like, "Well, that's but that's like normal."
What
like,
can she do? Can she do now? She ain't got nothing left. She got like. She can't smell, taste, hear.
I just be in the room farting, talking shit.
Oh, shit.
Nigga. This shit is wild, nigga. And but at the same time, not the worst. Not the worst I've ever been ill. I've been iller. You know what I mean?
But you don't have as bad as your cousin did, though, right? Where you couldn't breathe. He said he could barely get in the air.
Yeah, so my cousin, she was.
I meant your male cousin. He said he couldn't get any air. You haven't had that.
Oh, yeah. Have you? Nah. And so, again, that I feel like my lungs, and, you know, they say that, you know, it's supposed to be worse for people with asthma and shit.
Yeah.
As a asthma person, right. I feel like my lungs are different than normal people's lungs.
Well, and I mean, so you're an asthma person who also smokes a lot of weed, so I don't get that either.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't either. And it's never fucking been an issue. It's always seemed to help.
You sure it hasn't been an issue?
I mean, we just did the fucking lung test. What did I come up at?
8 or 9?
It was damn near fucking super lungs, nigga, so.
I don't think you could do that right now.
I bet I could.
I don't even want to test it. You might die, nigga. I bet you look bad.
Do me the favor. Send me the link so I can test it on myself.
I'm not going to be responsible for that, my nigga.
My daughter's trying to get her license, right? So she's taking the pre-test, right? Nigga, I can't pass that bitch.
Oh.
I can't pass the pre-test. I've taken it twice. For the driver's permit. And I'm like, this is stupid because these rules, these questions, I don't even know if I've been driving all my life and I've never needed to know these fucking dumb shit that you just asked me.
Smooth said you can't drive, though. He said every time we leave his motherfucker, you be doing dumb shit, so...
What? I drive fucking excellently, even though I did get a fucking ticket in Arkansas, pissed. Okay, I don't even know what that's going to do.
And you drive fast as fuck, J-Mac, too. Like, this nigga be on like Andretti. Like,
and that's how it happened. Both times in Arkansas. One time he let me go when I was going to a funeral. I got pulled over because I ran him down. I passed this nigga up. Like, I don't know what I was looking at. Like, how do I not notice this fucking... But their cars are silver. They look like regular cars and shit. And I swooped on this motherfucker in an SUV, and then I was like, "Oh!" As soon as I got on the side of,
you
I tried
say
to break.
Like regular cars.
Yeah.
So black police cars are like regular. There are no black cars. What do you mean, regular cars?
Well, you know, like you expect the fucking police car to be black, right? It's the fucking black and white. You fucking when you're looking for the black police car, or the fucking dark car. You not the fucking one that is fucking silver. I don't know. I wasn't looking for a silver SUV, and I fucking.
Them motherfuckers overseas be like baby blue.
He fucked me up too. And he tried to be nice and shit. And the cold piece is, I had weed in the car and I'm over here spraying my little, what?
Nothing.
Why do you make that face?
Why do you think I made the face?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You speeding. You riding dirty, nigga. You speeding?
I was trying to get home, my nigga. I was tired. No, you know how you start driving and you're like, fuck, I just want to get there. And I started getting closer and closer. And I was like, fuck, I'm just got to get, let's move. And I was only doing like 84. So it wasn't like I was super speeding, but it was in a 70. And then they that was enough. And I was like, this nigga. And he you know, he peeked his head in. I guess he didn't smell anything that warranted anything. And he's like, all right, try to be nice. And I thought he was going to give me a warning because I was from out of state.
Yeah. Why would he do that?
So I come back? Because, nigga, fuck Arkansas. I ain't coming back no more.
Nigga, you,
but as long
you just
as
lost out of some tourism. You just lost out of some tourists.
When the fuck would you go to Arkansas anyway? But the whole point of it is that, like, as long as you're not reckless driving, you don't have to appear. So they can get you at, like, 19 miles over, and you just pay your ticket. You're fine from Atlanta. You don't got to go back. Now, if it's reckless driving, you got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to pay it over whatever. You know, I got to go online and figure out what that is. Or I might just not go and do a failure to appear and just never go back to Arkansas.
No,
like they're
going to come to Georgia to get so me. That's so dumb. Because
don't shake your heads, boo.
That's dumb as fuck,
They're going to come knock on Beyonce's door at the podcast. Hey,
no, that's not how they do it. They're not coming looking for your dumb ass. They're just going to wait because you're going to get pulled over eventually. And as soon as you do, this is what's going to happen. They're going to take you to whatever county you're in right now. And they're going to process you. And they're like, yeah, so we got a bench warrant for your arrest in Arkansas. So the state troopers are on their way to get you now. They will come get you, nigga. They're not going to run for you. They're not going to chase you down. They're not going to come to your house. They're not going to do nothing. They're going to try to send you something in the mail once or twice, let you know you got to appear or that you have a bench warrant now.
Uh-oh, your Wi-Fi, B. Did you hear that, Smooth?
It's been going in and out.
It was like,
you know what I was like saying, R2. Nigga. You never did know what I was saying, nigga.
Yeah,
they're going to wait on you to get pulled over, nigga, and they're going to make you sit. As soon as you got like, here, you can pay your fine. You think you're going to get out when you pay your fine. Nope. They're going to thank you for paying your fine. Now hang tight right here. We got Arkansas State Troopers coming to get you. Shit ain't cool, man. Pay your fines. Anyway.
No, you're right. I'm just fucking around. I'm definitely going to pay these niggas. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to pay them. Actually, matter of fact, I should probably go look at that ticket now.
Don't wait till the last day.
I mean, you got it. I mean, just use some of the stimulus money.
I'm waiting on some more stimulus money. Where that at?
Hey, like B and Kit say, fuck stimulus.
Yeah, we can't get no stimulus, man. That shit is done. But anyway, I guess we're going a piece on out here, man. As we only been on an hour and 15 minutes, but I just wanted to give him something because I know this has been a really bad week for our whole network as far as getting these shows out. So I'm just glad we got something to put out today. We're going to do, next week, we're going to probably do another remote because Jamie Mac does not look good, y'all.
What? I'm gonna have to come with an egg, bro. I'm going to come with an egg test, dude. I need to get back in the studio, man.
Oh, my God, dude. You look bad. You have to. It needs to be official. Don't be drawing no shit up yourself, man.
Jamie Mac, you sick.
I do got a fucking template for it. Who needs cards? I'm just kidding. I don't got that. That's a federal offense.
You sicker than what you leading to believe, Jamie Mac?
Smooth, am I bullshitting? You making it seem like I'm not telling the truth. This nigga don't look great.
Yeah, his face is starting to just go in like an old person. Like,
it's sunk in, like your eyes are all flushed and your cheeks are all sunk in. Nigga, I thought, you know what I'm saying, thinner. I thought of some of that shit.
You said the thinner?
Thinner, nigga. Hey man, I love you to death, man. I don't want you to, you know what I'm saying, come get out here and exert yourself too much. Are you going to work? Are you working?
I'm telling you, yeah, I'm back to work.
Are you eating? Barely.
Yeah.
He's eating soup and ramen, remember?
But I told you I lost 6 pounds.
Yeah.
Damn,
your black is 170.
Cracking, I don't know when I was in the 170s. I can't call it.
Yeah,
I really don't know when the last time I was in 170.
For you to be an old
something.
Dude, you got a high metabolism. So I need my metabolism to get back up there, J-Mac.
So what are you asking? Bro. What are you asking him to do for you?
Huh?
What are you asking him to do for you?
I might have to start smoking weed.
Okay. Smoke session.
I just want smoke behind J-Mac and French.
You got to bring your own weed. That nigga told you got to bring your own weed anyway.
I'm a pre-roll my own shit.
That's mandatory.
That would just be rolling. There's no pre-roll if it's you, I don't think. Unless you're pre-rolling it for the rest of the week. Then that'd be a pre-roll. But if you if you roll it and then you smoke it, that's not a pre-roll. It's just a roll. There's nothing pre about that.
How long do you have to roll it before it becomes a pre-roll? Come on. I would love for your opinion on that because I rolled this about...
It's like this,
I rolled this over an hour ago.
That's just a roll, nigga. It's not a pre-roll. 59 minutes and another minute together. That's how long ago you rolled it. That's just a roll. Pre-roll is if you rolled it today and you smoke it tomorrow. That's a pre-roll. No. Now, it wouldn't even be tomorrow. Here's the thing, right? If you rolled 5 joints... And then you, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You meal prepped. If you meal prepped your joints, that's pre-rolling. If you roll it now and then smoke it in the morning, that's not pre-roll. That was the roll. You just didn't, you delayed your smoke.
You're right. And that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start.
Meal prepping.
What is it? Meal prepping. That's what I'm going to start doing.
Start meal prepping. yeah,
hey, but that's the new one everybody's going to be using.
Look, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in, man. I apologize for us being so disorganized today, but I promise you, we just wanted to get in front of y'all, give y'all something. This has been a fucking awful week. I'm going to try to get the sites back up and get everything going. I know Baylor is probably like, nigga, but hey, my bad, y'all. I promise it's not on me, but we're going to try to get it worked back out. Premium subscribers, I know. I'm going to get y'all taken care of too. Because we don't have a smoke session for y'all. I haven't been able to do any B-sides.
I'm going to do a single smoke session.
Okay, yeah, do that and send it to me. And we'll get back in front of y'all as soon as we can, man. I'm hoping that it doesn't force us to cancel all of our website-based membership because I know a lot of those people didn't want to move over to the app side. We got to make a decision soon, though. But anyway, I really do appreciate you guys tuning in and bearing with us. Anything else you want to ask, Smooth, before you go? No, I guess not.
I'm going to say that's a no. It's like you caught that nigga off guard or something.
Smooth, you ain't got nothing else you want to say? You weren't paying no attention, huh? You were tuned out?
Yeah, but it's like you breaking up.
Do you have anything else you would like to add?
I can understand you. He understands you.
No, I couldn't. And now I do because it was going in and out. He was sounding like a little robot, though. But no, man, I just say, man, hey, to any of my smoothies out there, man, hey, we're going to get them shows back up so y'all can hear some of that old school shit. For sure. Yeah.
He loves himself so much. It's great to love yourself, man. I give it to you, man. That's a good feeling, man.
This nigga's gonna, I bet he's got like selfies or like blown up, like 16 by 32 selfies just in frames. Walk down his hallway. Like people have their fucking family portrait. It's just him pointing at the camera.
Hey, J Mac, I wish next week this time, man, I wish you could have been with us, man, to go watch TK to the motherfucking K. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be good, but you got to sit in the house and quarantine, so you won't be able to go, homeboy.
TK to the K?
TK to the motherfucking K?
T to the motherfucking K. Why you want to put a bitch in a trunk? You know what I'm talking about, Jim? You ain't never heard of him?
Mm-mm. He's a rapper?
Yeah.
He was on, wasn't he on Doggy? No, he wasn't on Doggy Style. I thought he was on somebody's rap album way back in the day. TK Kirkland.
TK Osiris, who this nigga talking about?
It's a comedian.
TK Kirkland.
A comedian.
Why you say he's a rapper?
I was fucking with you.
Oh.
I don't know who he is, so you're not really fucking with me. You're just giving me bad information.
Mac, do you have anything you want to add, Mac, before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Hey, I'm just saying. Hopefully I can get fully healthy by next week.
I don't see it.
And dude, fuck you.
Don't lose no more weight. Hey, keep smoking, y'all, and keep the COVID down.
I want you to take this shit seriously.
That was the
seriously,
first thing Reggie
man.
Gave me. That was what? His advice.
What?
Keep smoking. Yeah, he's like, hey, I know you're not feeling well, but just keep smoking that green. I'm like, nigga, I don't want to smoke nothing. I just want to not sweat when I fucking move.
Or now. You're just podcasting, sweating your ass off.
He going through menopause.
Oh, damn, hot flashes.
It's kind of hot in here.
Yeah.
It is kind of hot in here.
Yeah, for sure. Listeners, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time. That nigga face is funny.
I survived.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.